These scattered storms around with low to mid-90s on Wednesday and Thursday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Have you guys tried Nuke's Eatery, where everything is served fresh? I just enjoyed one of their 7 real meal deals with a full handcrafted sandwich for just $8.99. Choose a side and a 32-ounce drink. A real meal, only $8.99. Plus, save time when you order online. Some restrictions may apply.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. A member of the famous Tuskegee Airmen has died. Lieutenant Colonel Robert Friend died last Friday in Southern California. He flew 142 combat missions during World War II. He was 99 years old. Public services will likely be held next weekend. Auburn University's Board of Trustees has voted to recommend Jay Gouge as the university's interim president. Now, if confirmed, Gouge will replace outgoing president Stephen Leith, who is leaving after 2 years on the job. Gouge earlier served for 10 years as Auburn's 18th president. And another candidate has joined the race for Montgomery mayor. Activist and business owner David Sadler made it official Saturday. Sadler says his platform is unity for the capital city. The election for Montgomery mayor is August 27th. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The following is a paid program. All content is provided by Dan Morris Productions and does not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of WACB Radio, Blue Water Broadcasting, or Liberty Acquisitions 825.
Almost everyone has a pet or multiple pets. Think about it. Now think about this. Since we love our pets so much, we all need a pet doctor, don't we? They get sick, they need grooming, sometimes they even may need surgery. Ever come home from work and that sweet pet looks like they just ate a sock? Or that they look like they're limping or they're scratching more than usual? What if they have a toothache? You've got to have a vet you trust so completely that you'll trust them with your pet. What if you want to get a chip implanted because they have this habit of getting out of the back gate? Montgomery Veterinary Associates is where you need to take your pet. Dan's been using Montgomery Veterinary Associates for decades, so talk about someone you can trust. The next time you have something happen to your pet, or you just need a regular checkup, and take your furry friend to MVA. Their number is 271-1003, 271-1003. Montgomery Veterinary Associates will help you take great care of that furry four-legged member of your family.
Bigger, better than ever. It's the Kaiser Fine Furnishings 4th of July sale. Prices are marked an additional 20% off. They're already 40% off discounted prices. Save on a rustic king bed was $17.59. Now only $7.59. Or a square pub table with four stools was $14.59. July 4th priced at $6.39. These examples of savings you'll find store-wide at Kaiser. Most everything in stock is ready for delivery. Check out our huge selection on recliners. All on sale. Shop wiser. Buy Kaiser. During the 4th of July sale. Now through July 6th on the Wetumpka Highway.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Saying he hopes to one day be best friends with Iran from President Trump, a softer tone for one of America's greatest adversaries.
On his way to Camp David on Saturday, Mr. Trump said he's planning new sanctions on Iran.
Tragic scene in Hawaii. 11 people killed when their skydiving plane went down while taking off in Oahu.
A hot air balloon made a sudden landing on spectators celebrating the town of Hannibal's bicentennial.
The president fired back his latest accuser, a prominent writer who alleges he sexually assaulted her 2 decades ago.
President Trump has postponed nationwide raids to catch and deport some illegal immigrants, including families. The president now says he's giving Congress 2 weeks to find a political solution on border issues.
Toy Story 4 takes the top spot at the box office this weekend. The Disney film ranks as the 4th highest animated film opening ever.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Welcome back, everyone. News on 93.1 FM. Dan Morris Show on a Monday. Starting your week out right. Mayor Todd Strange in the house. 272-9228. Question, comment, viewpoint. Also, a couple of reminders. First time callers need to let Joey, the producer, know. We'll get your name in for the drawing for the Fresh Market $50 gift card. $50 gift card from Fresh Market. Then any caller can get in on the Sweet Creek Farm Market gift basket. $60 value. What is in that? $60 worth of goodies you put in there from Sweet Creek Farm Market. Highly recommend the Silver King corn. That corn is unbelievable. Urbanite, you're on board the Dan Morris Show. You're on with Mayor Todd Strange.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. Mr. Mayor, three things. Is there a municipal, are you planning a municipal parking deck anywhere in the downtown area to alleviate the parking issues? And you never talked about the two new hotels up in the Five Points area near the EJI project.
Yeah.
And, of course, the airport. Nobody talks about the airport until it's something bad.
Well, let me start with the airport. Employments are up substantially at the airport. The flight going to Washington is doing quite well. The one went to Orlando hasn't done well. As a matter of fact, Via, I don't think, made it. There's an effort to try to get that one back. A new airport director has just been on board now, about 30 days. So I feel good about the direction the airport's going.
I want to tell you something. It looks good.
It looks really good. And the new parking lot next door, that's been helpful along the way. So the fact that employments are up is good. We still have a lot of room to grow on that one.
Is there a possibility of a New York or a Chicago flight?
Yes, there's always that possibility. They're trying to work with American right now, being able to do that. But the airline politics is almost as bad as regular politics. And you got to know what you're doing. And we've had an interim now for a couple of years, and he's been a great operations person, did a wonderful job operating, but was not tasked to be the marketing person. The person there now came from Atlanta. He is the marketing person. So I think we'll be making some strides in that one. The next one, what he asked about, two hotels up around the EJI. The one, the Hilltop Arms, is sitting there ready to go, but the developer on that one has not pulled the trigger. I've reached out to him a couple of times. I've not heard back from him. There may be some financial issues that's keeping him from doing that, but it's not permitting because that's all been approved.
Pardon me for interrupting. The amazing thing to me is it's such a missed opportunity. When I drive
up
there, I am amazed at the number of people just milling around that either just went in or just came out.
And having to walk from a certain area. There is another hotel, the old Winter building, a Winter Place, I think it is being retrofitted for a bed and breakfast. And I think there may be some Airbnbs up there, but I don't know of any other hotel. There's a hotel site, but there's no game plan that I'm aware of for that. There are two other hotels besides Spring Hill Suites and Staybridge. That property has already been purchased. We've already negotiated the deal for two hotels that'll be where EJI has purchased the property. They're right field in the right, past the right field at Biscuit Stadium. Where the forest is.
Yeah.
Yeah,
okay.
That's the piece of property that has been purchased for two additional hotels. He also asked about the downtown parking.
Let me interrupt you. Okay. So that is a hotel that will be looking into the right field of Biscuit Stadium?
No. Each Equal Justice Initiative bought the old warehouse at 401 Quarter Perry, one of those two, that we owned. They're putting in additional exhibits and I think a restaurant that will go there, and busing load and offload and onload will be used there for EJI. Just past that is where there will be two hotels kind of built intertwined with each other.
Interesting.
Municipal parking. There is a game plan to put a new parking deck downtown. The site is citing it's the difficult one. The Union Station, the old Union Bank has been purchased and will be redeveloped. There's 1,000 parking spaces in that. What we would like to do is to get a hold of 600 or so of those and turn those in to municipal parking, come under city's auspices. So
what's going to go in the Union Bank building?
Well, there'll be retail down below and apartments upstairs. There may even be two or three condos right at the top because the views are pretty spectacular, but that's still under design.
Interesting. In the old Frank Plummer office is on the top floor?
The Frank Plummer was over at the Regions Bank. Frank Plummer.
Oh, no, yeah, you're talking about Union Bank.
Yeah,
okay,
Union,
I'm sorry.
The old Union Bank, right.
Dick Morris
exactly.
And Solomon.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that's what's in process there. We've got some other surface lot availabilities. The problem today is we don't really have a parking problem. We have a walking problem because we've got decks that are around Montgomery that, frankly, are not full and utilized.
Yeah, people are trying to find parking.
Like Coosa, like the intermodal deck, even City Hall deck.
When will the smart parking come in?
Smart parking, I think the week of the second week of July, I think we'll make the announcement.
And that will be app operated,
yes,
where you have
correct.
The fencing and all
that's
that kind
correct.
Of stuff.
Yes, yes, yes.
Well, we're becoming a progressive city.
Aren't we? Well, did you read the article in yesterday's paper? Have you read the article in some of the technology magazines, all the stuff that's going on in one of the top five smart cities in the United States?
I saw Lou Alachi and Michelle today, matter of fact.
He gets all the credit.
I told him that.
Yeah, he gets all the credit. I mean, he's worked out relationships with the power company and with our chamber and so many other people that are providing Wi-Fi and things like that. But parking will evolve over the next 12 months, assuming that the new mayor goes forward with the game plan that we have in place.
Well, I think as Montgomeryans, we're so used to just pulling up to
right
something and pulling right in front
no
and a meter.
Right.
And the parking deck is kind of strange to us.
Right.
Now, if you give them a ride somewhere in air conditioning, then you may get a different result.
Well, if the demand gets there for shuttle service, we'll do that. But the last shuttle service we had cost us $250,000. And it was just at a time, frankly, in the 11-12 time frame, we didn't have $250,000. So we had to discontinue that.
Urbanite, how did we do on that one, buddy?
Everything's fine.
Good. Thanks, buddy. You have a great day. Let me go to, here's a great name for you, Fast Eddie.
Fast Eddie.
Fast Eddie, welcome to the Dan Moore Show. You're on with Mayor Todd Strange.
Has he got any cash? You got Fast Eddie cash? Fast Eddie cars?
What's up, Fast Eddie?
Anyway, I've had that nickname since eighth grade, but do we ever have any plans to make this town more bicycle-friendly? I mean, it's one of it in the state are one of the most bicycle-unfriendly places I've ever seen.
Well, just to differ with you, the American Bicycle have put us as honorable mention. We'd like to get into the category of being a not honorable mention, and we will get there. First of all, bike share will come within the next, I'm going to tell you, 30 days or so. Michael Burdell is doing that. We've got the contracts in place. We've selected the sites. I think there'll be 11 or 12 sites where you can deposit your bicycle. It's an app that you can rent the bikes on. That's one thing. Number two, every time that we evaluate a new road project, street project, under policy, evaluate whether we can do a separate bike lane or a share the road plan. So to the extent that we can, we've been doing that in the what's called the MPO, the Metropolitan Planning Organization. There's just been a grant of over $500,000 to develop additional bike lanes in the river region, and our goal, my vision's always been to have a tour the river region 200 plus miles, but we'll see more of that, and there will be more federal dollars available to be able to do those things. The other big project that we're working on is trying to get a bike path, a walk path all the way from Cypress Creek all the way out to Maxwell Boulevard. I mean, to Maxwell Air Force Base. That's doable.
Where is Cypress Creek?
Do you know where the communications center is out on Lower Etumpka Road? Behind there, it's a it's a marsh area. It's a cypress pond that the city actually owns all that property. It's a couple of hundred acres. A nature conservancy is what it is. And we'll put in biking trails and walking trails, and that'll come out. And then we'll hit a trail that would go from there all the way down to the river, across the river, and then on up. And elements of that's already in place. Excuse me.
I would just like to be able, you know, the bike share is a wonderful thing, but if the streets aren't safe to ride them on, that's the problem. The city streets and getting around, if you want to ride your bike to work or you want to ride your bike out to eat or whatever, it's just a matter of, you know, not getting run over.
Yeah. There is an ordinance. I think it's a 3-foot clearance ordinance, but, you know, just because you got an ordinance, that doesn't mean that people are going to
don't hit the biker ordinance.
But the only hope I can give you is every time that we look at something, we will attempt to put either a bike lane, a dedicated bike lane, or wide enough to have a share of the road. But it's not always possible. Like, I give you a good for instance, Fairview Avenue. There's just no room for Fairview Avenue because there's no room to expand the width of Fairview Avenue. So we will not be able to do that. If you go back towards Court to 65, there is a major project. That's going to end up being an $8 million project. That will probably have a bike right-of-way in it.
Well, thank you. I appreciate the information.
I'd love to tell you it's all coming, but
thanks, Fast Eddie.
Realistically, there are going to be limitations. But the bike share will be here shortly.
So shortly is 30 days?
Yeah. If I'm not mistaken, it's July. It's going to happen in July. Actually, physically happen in July.
You were talking about the hotels, and I got a text on that. So if I'm looking at home plate and I'm looking out to right field,
right,
then there's going to be another...
The first thing you would see is the telecommunications equipment and substations there. The next thing you'll see is construction going on for EGI's project. The next thing is where those row of trees are, where we call it the forest, which is part of natural attenuation for the plume. Just on the other side of that, as you go up towards Old Alabama Town, that block has been sold for hotels.
Anyway, so how many units, how many rooms?
I think it'll end up over 200 units.
So that will service that part of downtown, but also will do... Old Alabama Town.
Yes, and Old Alabama Town is turning some of their properties into Airbnbs, too. 5 or 6 of those properties are going to be turned into Airbnb, and everything is moving in that direction.
You know, Chattanooga, we've always talked about needing a grocery store.
Yeah.
And Chattanooga, they've got it whipped. They are doing the online ordering from the equivalent of our Publix. And they have got the most organized operation I've ever seen in my life.
In the private sector?
Yeah, in the private. You just go in and you order your groceries. You tell them what time. They put the box down there. They're right there.
Is that a rollout, a test market rollout? Because my understanding is that was coming throughout a number of cities.
Well, they're doing it in Chattanooga, and boy, they're tearing it up.
Whole Foods?
They have Fresh Market was one of them, and there was, I forgot their local chain there. But they're also doing it with all their restaurants, so they have a ton of restaurants.
Well, now, you know, we got waiter out the galore.
But see,
here.
I mean, they just hop out there, get in their Segway, and go up the hill, and there you are type thing. Let's go to Miss Pine Level. Miss Pine Level, you're on with Mayor Todd Strange.
I met her at your riverboat cruise.
Now, I tell you, let me tell you, we love the Harriet, too.
Yeah, that's
a great place.
Yeah, it was really fun. My question is, I think that program that was implemented, I think it was maybe back in January, February, with the camera system that I think y'all named
Star Watch.
Has that been beneficial to the city?
I wish I could tell you how beneficial it's been. We're we're not only solving crimes, we're helping other people solve crimes. It's more of a regional state. It's getting to be more of a regional state. And the more people that we sign up, the more private sector businesses that we sign up, the more valuable it's going to be. We've processed the signing up all these convenience stores where we've had
some issues. They complying? A lot of them signing up?
Yes, ma'am. We've got a commitment for 50 of them. We've got neighborhoods that want to come in. There is some compatibility issue with the equipment that the neighborhoods have and being able to be online to our center. But we're making progress every single day, and we're catching people and seeing things that are going on. And tomorrow and the next day and the next day, we'll continue to expand that. And yeah, it's a very... it's very cost-effective way. It's a way to put people on patrol, and they're not in vehicles, and they're not physically there, but they're there by vision.
Ms. Pine-Level, thank you for the telephone call. I need to go to a break. Dan Moore Show will be back. Final segment, short segment, with Mary Todd Strange.
Dan Morris Show.
One more time. Hey, hey, Jude. Said, don't you let me down.
If you want, I'll go out again. And remember when you let her into your...
Giving voice to liberty in our time. The Joey Clark Radio Hour. Monday through Friday, 6 to 7 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hi, this is Jason with Wholesale Hunter. We've been advertising with Blue Water for a while now. We have great results with them. Appreciate everything they do with us.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Are you in the market to purchase a new vehicle? Or maybe you've been dreaming of putting a pool in the backyard just in time for summer. Well, I've got the answer for you. I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage. Why get an auto loan or a pool loan when you could get the cash you need in hand by refinancing your mortgage? Cashing in on the equity in your home will provide you with the money you're looking for at a much lower rate and a much lower payment. By simply refinancing your mortgage, you can purchase your dream truck or swim laps in your very own pool. It sounds too good to be true, but it's not. Alabama Home Mortgage can make it happen. It's time to live the life you've been dreaming of. Call me, Kim Williams, at 567-4223. Again, that's 567-4223. Or visit us online at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com. Because, folks, there is a difference in mortgage companies. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
Your News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
272-9228, that's where we are on a Monday. Mayor Todd Strange, well, he's in the house.
Now, if you feel that you can't...
Let's go back to the watch. So, you're looking real time at all these different cameras, or...
Well, we could. Obviously, we probably have, 15 monitors up on the board at any one
time. So you just punch up the ones you want.
We can scroll through. And frankly, we're not sitting there just kind of watching the time go by. What more likely would happen is if there's an event or if there's a 911 call to go to some location, we will actually be seeing what's at that location, communicating with the officer that's going to give him everything that everything that's on the ground at that point in time. Or if there was an event that occurred and we're looking for a vehicle or something like that, people that have escaped, running from something, we would be able to grab those cameras in that area, in that block or so, and be able to search.
It is amazing to me when you look at the Jesse Smollett case, you look at the lady missing up in Connecticut,
yeah, I know.
How they pieced all that together, and every bit of it is from cameras.
Cameras. That, and that's how we reconstruct. You know, we're not probably as sophisticated as some others. We only have a couple of people that have dedicated to it, same people that built it and designed it. But we're getting more people now, and we're now adding.
FBI is doing a unit that's just training people in that now.
And we'll have people in it because it's the future. The absolutely only downside is this Big Brother issue,
right?
And we're not looking in your backyard. We're not looking through your windows and things like that to see things that happen before they happen.
There you go. Yeah,
if you're in the public realm, everything's fair in the public realm. If you're on the streets,
don't go Big Brother on me.
I know. As I said, that's the absolute only negative. And we're signing up more people. I think last count we had about 1,800 cameras.
In Maxwell Air Force Base, which is a Maxwell and Gunner complex, is something we very seldom talk about. Are there changes that are happening out there personnel-wise that are going to be beneficial to Montgomery?
I would think more neutral than beneficial. Some of those classes are shortening. That's been happening over some period of time. It's really predicated on the manpower issues. There are less people in the Air Force today than there were 2 years ago or 5 years ago. But that pendulum is swinging. They're looking for pilots. Anybody that's going to get...
Well, I was thinking more of the Air War College town and bringing other people from other nations here.
Oh, we've got a vigorous program there. I think it's in that 40-45 range. I don't know if there's any cutoff, but the beauty of that program, as you well know, would be they then become our friends,
right?
And they become ambassadors to these foreign countries. We're in really good shape from a relationship between Maxwell and our community, and Gunner and our community. I think what will in fact happen will be new missions that we're trying to get, which will elevate the permanent party here, particularly in the technology sector, and particularly as we move down this whole cyber initiative that we've got.
This is the Gunner design project.
But it's also going to be out at Maxwell because this MGM Works. MGM Works, which is located at the old chamber,
right.
$1 million was put into renovating that. These people are presenting now to panels, and they're being awarded $1.5 million to implement those programs or those ideas that have been put forth. And so you're going to see more and more of that happening. We just announced another 50 coders that are going to come in here beginning to recode some of the programs that are needed for the Air Force. And so the technology sector, as much if not more than the educational sector, is going to happen at Maxwell and Gunter.
Well, we tapped the resources at Air War College with Middle East experts.
Beautiful.
Far East experts, right. Soviet experts, right. European experts. And it is really a great treasure for us to have.
And we don't even understand and appreciate what we have at Maxwell, let alone what we have over at Gunter. I have the privilege of going and meeting most of the VIPs that come out there and being their presence. It is absolutely incredible. I had a chance to have dinner with elements of those that were former CIA, national security advisors, secretaries of state. The quality of people that have been through there and that come back to support that through the foundation that the Air University has, through the college trustees that they have. It is just absolutely incredible. And Montgomery is well regarded for the intellectual capacity that we have.
Well, and what they do is they bring money when they come
absolutely
here.
Absolutely.
And you like that part.
We love that part.
And we just get them to live in Montgomery versus living in Otago and Elmore County.
Well, but at the same time,
it depends on how far up the food chain you are.
Yeah, you can't, we can't house everybody, but they do spend some money here along the way. It does have a huge economic impact to us.
Final question, occupational tax.
Yep.
Is that coming?
I really don't know. You're not going to see it in any budget that I present. Now, the city council would have, in fact, the capability of taking my budget that we'll propose sometime in early August and play havoc with it. Whether they do that or not, I would I'd be doubtful because there's lots of things that go into that.
There's an election coming up.
We just don't understand the impact of that. While there is revenue to be had there, it's not. It's going to be a bothersome issue, and it's going to impact some people. The thing about it, it doesn't impact business. It impacts the employees. And then you start saying, well, how about less eliminating them or less grandfather them or less...
But you can't do that, though.
Yeah. Well, you could. Yes, you can. But you don't want to. Maybe military.
Mayor, I want to thank you for being in today.
A occupational tax will not be proposed on my watch.
I like that. I'll see you next month.
Yes, sir.
Same time, same session.
We don't know about that. We'll have to check on that. But I'll be here sometime in the month of July.
Thanks, Mayor. Appreciate you. News on 93.1. Demo Show. We'll be back. Final segments after this.
Your news talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Broadcast in all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Budell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Hey, this is Randy and Tammy Burkhalter at Prattville Farm Center.
Randy, why do you plant a garden?
Well, I raise a garden with my family every year, and it's just kind of in my blood.
Well, what if you don't know how to raise a garden?
Well, that's when you come to Prattville Farm Center, because we have the seed and the supplies and the knowledge to help you whether you're an old hand or just starting out.
So come get your family garden started today at Prattville Farm Center.
Visit Prattville Farm Center at 1154 South Memorial Drive and like them on Facebook.
Many people here in the Montgomery area are looking for a new dentist. Some of you may have just moved into the area, or your dentist may be about to retire, or maybe it's just too hard to get an appointment with your dentist. The Dan Morris Show has a personal recommendation just for you. Dr. Dan Hudson of Bell Road Family Dentistry. He is a sole practitioner dentist with a heart for his patients. Maybe you need a checkup, or you may need to have crowns or cosmetic dentistry. Dr. Dan Hudson can handle your case. He is a complete dentist who has the latest and most up-to-date dental equipment. It can do crowns in just one appointment, saving you time and money. But the real secret of Dr. Dan Hudson's success is his staff. You'll love the staff of Bell Road Family Dentistry. You aren't just a patient number, but a part of the family of the Bell Road Family Dentistry practice. You'll love this former member of the Special Forces who is dedicated to your dental health. Call 395-6695 to set up a consultative appointment. Dr. Dan Hudson, Bell Road Family Dentistry, 395-6695. He will make your smile.
If you have a pool, you know about needing help with it from time to time. I have found that company for you, Fagan Pool Service. They're a Regal Chemical dealer. They've been in business over 40 years. Regal Chemicals are the very top of the line. This is family-owned, father-son duo. They handle all repairs such as pool liners, pumps, motors, filters, salt generators, leak detection, you name it. American run by two veterans, so you can trust they know the importance of hard work, dedication, and integrity.
Has your pool lost its fun? We keep you in the swim of things. Call 201-1819, 201-1819, Fagan Pool Service.
Fox News, I'm Karen McHugh. As promised, President Trump is slapping new sanctions on Iran, and these go straight to the top.
Sanctions imposed through the executive order that I'm about to sign will deny the Supreme Leader and the Supreme Leader's office and those closely affiliated with him and the office access to key financial resources and support.
The president says these new sanctions are not in response to Iran's shootdown of a U.S. drone. Want to wipe out student loan debt? Then Democrat Bernie Sanders says vote for him.
Today we are, in fact, offering a revolutionary proposal. A proposal that will transform and improve our country in many many ways.
Senator Sanders plans being dubbed the College for All Act. It would cancel about $1.6 trillion in debt while making 2 and 4 year college programs tuition free. This is Fox News.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at montgomerysubaru.com.
Montgomery Subaru. Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. The heat and humidity continues this week. A steamy forecast with a high temperature today in the middle 90s. Triple-digit heat indices for, what, the fourth day in a row? Spotty random storms will be around. The best chances in the afternoon and evening hours, but really, you could see one at any hour. Overnight low temperature 75. Not much change tomorrow. Scattered storms for the lucky communities. Not every town will get one. High 93. Widely scattered storms around with low to mid-90s on Wednesday and Thursday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Prime South Bank is here to give you more bang for your buck. You'll find the conveniences of digital tools, plus more ways to stretch your dollar than those big national banks. It's a great way to enjoy prime living. Visit them in Tallahassee, Wetumpka, and Montgomery. Member FDIC.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Two seven two nine two two eight. That's where we are. Oh boy! I want to thank the mayor for being in. Is he getting more honest? I mean, just things kind of seem to flow a lot easier with him now.
Yeah, and I think he's seeing the legacy, and yeah, he doesn't have but a few months left. And I just do have to say, the city has. It's left better off than it was when he started, and that's very much to his credit.
Yeah, he has got us on the right path, without a doubt. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Jim. Jim, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show on a Monday.
Good afternoon.
Hey, Jim, how are you?
Well, I'm a little warm, Dan. The old AC is on the fritz.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, got to have the whole outside unit replaced there. So, anyways, I'm just kind of hanging in there.
Well, let me, you know, you can go buy these room units now, and you may want to go try that.
Yeah. I'm just glad I have a home warranty that's taking care of it. So
that's great.
It's going to cost me, I think. So.
That's really
hey,
good.
Hey, Dan, I turned your show on right before the mayor got there, and I think you're talking about this incident up in South Bend.
Yes.
Anyways, I guess y'all were discussing, you watched, I saw the on the news of Mayor Petey there. I'm going to tell you what, he looked like a little 16-year-old kid trying to explain to his dad how he wrecked the car.
Yeah, did you notice that he was visibly shaking?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he looked so small and inadequate. You know what I mean? It was almost embarrassing.
Yeah, he was having a hard time. I'm going to go take the whole 1 hour that he is doing the thing and see what I find in that. But it
that's not good on just a heated.
I think Dan that just ruined him. I don't think he had a chance anyways. But how do you come back from that? I mean, if you can't, you heard the people. You want to be the president, and you can't even be a mayor.
Well, here's the thing, though. It depends on how the national news takes that. I played the CBS piece, and it was about 3 minutes long. I think it was 3 minutes and 20 seconds long. And that's a pretty lengthy piece. But they could have done some real damage to him by really focusing on how he was shaking and how he was visibly upset.
Yeah, I mean, of course, Dan, you know, both of them, he didn't have a chance really to win the nomination, but
I tell you something to watch out for these folks, and it depends on when you have an incumbent running for re-election, you have unusual things happen. You know, that's where Ronald Reagan beats a Jimmy Carter, but it's also where a John McCain shows up and Senator Bob Dole shows up. And what you do is you end up with real unusual strain candidates and campaigns. And he may just kind of come out of nowhere and be very attractive, particularly if Joe Biden fails. Now, I think this may be a deal killer for him, because somebody's going to take that video and they're going to cut it into a commercial as soon as he moves into a leadership position.
Yeah, I would take the part with the woman where they're yelling to him about being running for president and then engage and do his job as a mayor. I mean, that would just... you just take that now and see him trying to confront North Korea.
Oh yeah, no, he did not. He looked weak. He looked like he hadn't thought through the problem. He was campaigning for president and not taking care of the city. I mean, he got all bad marks on that. The question, though, that's Jim and Dan talking. What does ABC, NBC, and CBS say about it? Because that has not been in the complete news cycle yet. We'll see it for the first time tonight, and I'm not sure if we will see it tonight.
Yeah, we'll see what kind of treatment Rachel Maddow gives him. None.
All right. Kindred spirits, is that what you're trying to say?
Yeah, well, you know. Hey, John, you know, there's another guy running for mayor there for Montgomery.
Right.
When's John DeVoe going to make his announcement?
I do not know, and we don't give John any ideas.
Yeah, I think he ran for mayor here in Prattville.
Yeah, he ran for Prattville because I did the that debate.
Yeah, I think somebody tipped him off and paid for his bus to Montgomery. Anyways,
David Sadler was the person who announced.
Yeah, I don't even know who that is. What kind of business does he have?
No clues. I'm not sure if that is a Sadler that I know that was in construction or not. But I will find out.
I can't believe it's over the end of the term there for the mayor. There, it kind of flew by.
Yeah, I tell you what, in looking at some of the polling that's out there, we can go a good way or we can go a bad way in this mayor's race.
Yeah.
And that's going to affect you in Prattville, my friend.
I know it. Yeah, I know it. We're kind of linked up. All right, well, y'all have a good afternoon.
Thank you. Appreciate you. News on 93.1 FM, Dan Morris Show. On a Monday, starting your week out right. Let's see what we can save and what we can kind of keep going with. Let's do the former Watergate prosecutor on Clapper. So much spying first. Listen to this.
He's going to look into the U.S. finding that Russia wanted Donald Trump to win in 2016. Here now with Insight, special prosecutor during the Watergate scandal, John Sale. What do you think about the fact that William Barr, we knew already, had called it spying in the 2016 campaign, what happened to Donald Trump and his team, but that now maybe he's digging further and saying he's going to challenge what the Intelligence Committee, what their original finding was. Well, how significant is that?
Well, when he used the word spying in the hearings, he really caught everybody's attention. And he had a kind of a funny line. He said that this could cause, this word, spying, could cause people in cable TV ecosystems to freak out. So he changed it to unauthorized surveillance. And let me tell you something, that I've had clients, and I can tell you that you or me, if we're the subject of electronic surveillance, we think we're being spied on. Mm-hmm. And so he said spying did occur, but the real issue was it legal or was it not? And what the Attorney General said, he's going to bring together all the investigations. Mm-hmm. He's going to look into the origin of the Russian investigation. And he said it may or may not be criminal. And maybe there was nothing wrong. And maybe we just have to set standards going forward, what we do when we open a national security investigation.
National security investigation. So he's going to kind of move down the food chain. We're going to isolate this after you hear this part of it. But it talks about Clapper. And some of the things that he said, he does protest too much.
Right. Well, important, because this is what opened the door ultimately to the whole special and counsel investigation, a couple of years of digging around on President Trump and his associates. James Clapper, who, as you know, was the director of national intelligence during all of this, is lashing out a bit on CNN. Let's watch him and we'll react.
To have a prosecuting attorney
go investigate the analytic judgments and findings of a bunch of line analysts. And by the way, these were professional experts on Russia that were handpicked to be on this working group. It sends a very chilling message to the intelligence community.
He seems to be referring to U.S. Attorney John Durham, who, as you know, from Connecticut, has been brought in by William Barr to be the prosecuting attorney here. I wonder, is James Clapper doing this out of a duty of actual concern about the intelligence community, or might he and others in that community be a little concerned about William Barr and what John Durham are going to find out?
Well, it does send a chilling message, but the chilling message is the intelligence community has to do what's right, and that's to follow the law. They're not above the law, and if they do what's right, they have nothing to worry about. That's the long and the short of it.
Well, that is a very succinct point you make, and I wonder what's the message you have for James Clapper and others this morning when they're sort of saying, look, these were analysts, don't question their judgment. There were analysts who obviously got WMD wrong, for example. We can't beat up on all intelligence officials, but there have been mistakes before. What about the attitude of James Clapper and others who are under scrutiny now that are basically saying we can't be held accountable?
Well, they're not above the law. And they what they did can be looked at. And, you know, Durham is a straight shooter. He worked for Janet Reno. He worked for Michael Mukasey. He worked for Eric Holder. And he's a consummate professional. He's not going to do a witch hunt. He's going to proceed without any leaks. And he's going to call it the way he sees it and let the chips fall where they may.
And I'm, you know, we're going to get in some Nunes and Troy Gowdy probably tomorrow or Wednesday. But Clapper, I have it isolated. I want you to listen to him. We're going to do a quick break, come back, we'll play that, and then I'm going to do the Brian Stevenson segment that was on CBS this morning.
The Dan Morris Show.
Turn on. Tune in.
News Talk 93.1 FM.
Or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Oh, man, piece of junk!
Claire, what are you fussing about?
I'm trying to crank this, a piece of junk.
Here, try this.
Man, what brand is this?
It's a Steel, the number one selling brand in America.
Wow, this looks great. Where can I get it? Home Depot, Lowe's?
Huh? Neither. You can't buy a Steel there, but you can buy one at my store, CTE Outdoor Power on Perry Hill Road.
Oh, man, I bet this thing cost a fortune.
Shoot, this month I've got Steel blowers on sale for only $149, chainsaws for only $179, and just in time for grass cutting season, we've dropped the price on Steel grass trimmers to only $129.
Man, you gotta be kidding. That's about what I paid from the home store for this piece of junk. Now, what I do, though, if it breaks? Let me guess. You ship it off, it'll take 6 weeks.
No, look, some steel components have a lifetime warranty, but if it does break, I got the parts and service departments on site. Man, we service what we sell. And check this out. With our exclusive Advantage plan, if your steel does break, we may fix it for free, give you a new one, or at least have it repaired within 1 week.
Get out of here. From now on, anytime I need anything having to do with lawn equipment, I'm going to come to see you at CTE Outdoor Power on Perry Hill Road.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1, WACV.
272-9228, that's where we are. Let's go to the phones here. Let's go to our good friend Rodney. Rodney, welcome aboard the DMR Show.
Hey, Dan, Joey, how are y'all doing today?
We are really good. I want to tell you something, Rodney. I do not know how you drive through that area that is about 5 miles south of Alabaster, where I just, it was a gridlock when I went there Friday.
You're going northbound, southbound?
Northbound.
Northbound. Yeah, Friday is probably, you know, you get that Florida flow.
It was stupid traffic. I mean, what? I should not be at a dead stop on the interstate without a wreck being there.
Well, Dan, that is absolutely correct, but I hate to tell you, but the drivers that we have on the highway now are not all that bright.
Nah, you said a mouthful with that.
I tell you, Dan, I was traveling this probably a year or so back. I'm traveling southbound, heading back down toward Montgomery. And I noticed everybody hitting their brakes on the interstate downtown Birmingham, and traffic's backing up. And I get up there, and I notice that there's a cop on the overpass that crosses the interstate with his lights on. That's what had everybody stopping on the interstate.
Yeah, that's exactly right. You'll have a police officer pulling someone over, and you'll create a traffic jam there from people just watching it.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I've never seen anything like it in my life with light drizzle rain, and they'll just start breaking and emergency flashes on. I come from Southeast Louisiana. We get normal rainstorms that look like a typhoon.
Yeah, exactly. I've been in some of them.
And I've seen plenty of times as a kid and driving that. You know, you called your boss and tell him, look, we got a heavy rain, and I can't make it into work. He's going to laugh at you and tell you to go find another job. Because that's every day in Southeast Louisiana and in some parts. You know, Auburn's kind of sounding like that, too. Just about every day during the summer, they get a rain. So, anyway.
What's on your mind?
Well, you know, just talking about a lot of things here. Everybody seems like they're getting humbugged about Trump. And, you know, him not going over there and cutting it loose. But, you know, I talked to y'all last week about this and told you what my feelings was on that. I didn't think that our president was actually doing that. I think our president is testing a lot of these countries, a lot of things that we really don't know what's going on. He is looking at, and guys and girls out there, we put him in office to do a job. Let's let him do it, okay? I have all the faith in the world in Donald Trump and taking care of these matters. But the one thing that I do want to talk about is the Democrats, because Democrats have asked for 2 weeks here before the president moves on any immigration stuff. And I've heard some blowback coming about that. The president has got a strategy with these things. And guys, we just got to understand what President Trump has already done has made him the greatest president of all time to me. I sure hope it made it all time to you. If you really look at what Donald Trump has done with our Supreme Court, everything else he's done, and also he did strike back at Iran. A lot of people don't know that either, but he was struck back at their military computers. And I'm sure he knocked out a lot of their stuff with cyber warfare. They sent it over there to him sometime, I guess, over the weekend. I don't know. I'm hearing about it. But anyway, the big point to this is that it's about time somebody done something about all this stuff in the world. And, you know, let's give him what he needs, and let's stand behind him fully and get our president where he needs to be. And that is to be reelected for 4 more years. And that will ensure the world that has any doubts about America back and leading through strength that we are. And I'm saying a prayer every night that Iran doesn't do anything stupid, because if they do, I can tell you now, Donald Trump is not the type of guy who's going to put boots on the ground. And that will not be good for Iran. So other than that, I'm getting ready for the 4th of July, and I just put up two more flags. I think I'm up to almost 16 flags, man.
Man, I like that.
Well, anyway, guys, put me in for Sweet Creek, 1018 Joey. And y'all keep up doing what y'all doing out over there, and I'm going to keep on listening out here.
I appreciate you, Rodney. Thanks for calling today.
All right, and have a good day.
Let's go to the phones. Red Top has got a Sweet Creek shout-out.
Update. Update. Just got their pulled pork, awesome, with Camp Stew and the broccoli salad is just awesome. Of course, I went and got the unbelievable red bell peppers and Gouda, smoked Gouda. And I want to tell everybody, they've got some cantaloupes they just got in the size of a kickball. These guys...
I tell you, those cantaloupes are great. Did you check out the peaches also?
Yes. I mean, you talk about some healthy-looking produce. Golly Moses. So, folks, go out there and see them, folks. And those cookies, good Lord, I was scared to get one because, you know, I'm already traumatized by that two-ton toxic chocolate cake that I can finish. So, that what a great place. I just want to give a shout-out. You guys have a great day. Thank you so much for bringing sweet fruit to us.
Did you get some of that... Silver King corn?
No.
You should have, man. I tell you, that stuff is awesome.
I didn't hear about that until about halfway down Troy Highway, but I'll hear back out there sometime.
You got to hit it. I tell you, this really, really good. I'm having
Take
some
care,
tonight.
Fellas.
Thanks for your
Thank
time.
Thank you.
News Talk 93.1 FM. Let's see the clips real quick. See what I've got left here. We'll save the Nunes. We'll save the Trey Gowdy. We did the U.S. citizens. We did the... Oh, yeah, we didn't do the... Yeah, listen to this isolated. This is Clapper on all places, CNN. Listen, I isolated this so you can see this. Listen to what he says. And tell me if he's not trying to hide the ball.
To have a prosecuting attorney go investigate the analytic judgments and findings of a bunch of line analysts. And by the way, these were professional experts on Russia that were handpicked to be on this working group. It sends a very chilling message to the intelligence community.
So somebody investigating the intelligence community is sending a chilling effect. You know why it's a chilling effect? Because he didn't want his butt caught.
Yep.
I tell you, that guy, I won't... He and Brennan are the two guys I really want to see go down. Now, Comey, I want to see that smile wiped off his face. I'm not sure getting him hurt, but Brennan and Clapper, absolutely. My good friend Dan Black, let me tell you something. He does web, social media, YouTube videos, promotional videos, products and service videos, training and education videos, customer testimony videos, how-to videos for your product, your business, and internal corporate videos for your company, for your employees. The other thing he'll do, he'll take the videos that you already have done and he'll copy them over and digitize them for you so you can keep them forever. Dan Black Studio, get ready to copy this number. My very good friend, Dan Black, 334-440-7818. Tell him you're a Dan Morris Show listener and ask for the Dan Morris special of the day. Joey, I want to thank you for a great